Mourners brave rain and strong winds to hear the names of more than 2,700 victims read aloud and to observe moments of silence at the exact time each building was struck and then again at the time when each building fell. Vigils were also held at the Pentagon, where 184 people were killed, and in western Pennsylvania, where 40 victims on board a fourth airliner died after fighting with their hijackers and forcing the plane down into a field. People who lived through the events on that day say that nearly a decade later, they are worried that the tragedy is slowly being forgotten. Angelina Jimenez lost her mother, who was working in the Twin Towers.
You know, 8 years later, it's hard to believe as well how, you know, people disrespect this day. And they don't really show respect anymore.
Survivors also said they want to help teach younger generations about how deeply the attacks changed the face of New York. Scully Rock worked in one of the Twin Towers and narrowly escaped the building before it collapsed. He said the event moved him to pursue a life in music, with a message to remind young people, including his own children, what happened that day.
It's not remembered like it's supposed to be remembered, you know? So now I feel it's time for me to speak out. And to make sure people never forget, I'm here to speak to a whole different generation.
Speaking at the vigil, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said it is the sacred duty of New Yorkers to carry on the memories of those lost. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.